Here we are, Tuesday, December the 24th, 2019, Christmas Eve. 'Twas the night before Christmas. went all through the radio studio. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Here we are, Christmas Eve 2019, 22 minutes past the hour, and we're taking guesses on the Secret Santa gift that I got in this white, nondescript box.
Almost looks like a donut box.
Kind of like a donut box, maybe like a chicken box. Now, what guesses do we have so far?
We have a hippo.
A hippo?
Yep, we have apple butter. We have socks.
Fruitcake.
Pecan pie,
or as they say in the South, pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
We're going to do this at 9:45 this morning. Does anybody have any more guesses what might be in this box? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is in the Secret Santa box? Or if you just want to say Merry Christmas, call in and wish us a Merry Christmas and let us know what you're doing out there in the listening area. And again, we want to thank Judy Summers. We want to thank the Kaufman family. We want to thank EJ Stitt for all the great Christmas stuff, cards, and so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
How about no-bake cookies?
No-bake cookies. Well, that would be a good one.
Bake. Oh, it's my favorite cookie.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm. No-bake cookies is now on the list.
All right, my favorite.
You know, Charlie's daughter, I believe it was Angie, made me some no-bake cookies.
Oh, yeah, you saved them all for yourself. And you
I haven't eaten them all yet.
So, Angie, you have to make me a batch myself, then.
So, I thank
Angie. She knows how to make the ones with Reese's Cup. I imagine she could. Angie's good at that.
Somebody else just guessed a gift card.
Gift card.
I hate gift cards.
That's probably why they give it to you for.
Well, why does somebody want to try to wreck my Christmas?
Because they like to torture you.
Oh, we don't need torture on Christmas. What does that song by Mariah Carey mean?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah, but what for what?
She's probably singing to her boyfriend or fiance,
like
or whatever.
Clean her house or something?
No, I mean, it's probably her husband or whatever she wrote it for.
She's had quite a few husbands from what I remember.
Yeah. I would be her husband.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if you'd fit the bill. Maybe if she's a Santa lover.
Is that right?
Maybe. You never know. What's in the box? 740-383-9944. Secret Santa time here at WWGH Radio on Christmas Eve morning 2019. What a day.
Time flies when you're having fun, because now we're going on to 2020.
It is going to be 2020, and we're all excited for that, but this is the last Christmas of the decade of the teens of the 2000s.
Like you said, we have no idea what they're going to call it.
No, I don't know. I don't think they can call it the 20s, because there are still people who were alive in the 1920s, so I don't know what you call this next decade.
New decade, they call it. I was born in a new decade, or I did this in the new decade. I don't know.
Yeah, but they got to call it something. What are they going to call the next decade? Does anybody know this? What are they going to call the next decade?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Are we taking a visit from Bob Waters today?
Oh, we probably could.
Is she available today to do it?
Let me see if I can see if I got to find that. Barbara Walters is great. Dear friend of mine.
I wonder what she's doing for her Christmas this year. Going over to her daughter's house?
Probably laying in bed somewhere.
Why?
Well, she's up in years.
She's what, 90?
90 this year.
Yeah.
Barbara Walters turned 90 years old this year. And you like to make fun of Barbara, and I'm not sure why.
I'm not.
You do. You send this picture to me of Barbara Walters looking bad because she has makeup on.
But no, it just worries me about her.
What are you worried about?
She just looked like a ghost.
Okay. Well, we're going to step out here for a second for station identification.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. It's nice to visit with Barbara on the holiday. The legendary Barbara Walters. You've always liked Christmas.
Yeah, she's interviewed all the presidents.
Well, I think she was just a big Christmas lover because she wore this ugly sweater. She really started the ugly sweater thing. On Christmas, she would wear this ugly sweater. on The View, I think it was.
Do you know why I heard that her and Rosie's going to spend holidays together?
No, she wouldn't spend the holidays with that obnoxious woman.
That's my resources that I have.
Oh, I think you're nuts. Spending the holidays with the obnoxious? That would be too much. Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, come and join in.
Come and join in. We're planning to, but...
We're impromptu that way.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yes, nice guest
in here.
Yeah. Jeff Ruth joins us here.
Jeff.
In studio. How's your Christmas Eve going, Jeff?
It's going fine.
Now, you just got back from a trip?
We were in Vegas last week, and Thursday we go to Phoenix.
Oh, how about that?
Can't get that smile off my face.
No. Tough life, huh? So what was Vegas like during the holidays?
They really decorate nice. Some of the hotels go all out. And it's the cheapest week of the year to go because they rely so much on conventions, and you're not going to find a lot of conventions the week before Christmas. So we've gone, I think the last 4 or 5 years in a row, we've gone the week before Christmas.
Now, do they do a lot of Christmas shows in Vegas?
We don't go to the shows. Those are pretty pricey. When we go cheap, as you know.
That's right. Well, that's what you have to do. Yeah. So were there any good buffets in Vegas?
We went, there was one at the Wynn, which is kind of at the north end of the strip that we heard was very good. And they started, we went last Wednesday, and the week before they start their Christmas, the prices go up on the buffets, we found out. So what is normally a $29.95 buffet was like $59.95. And it's like, nah. So we went across the street, went to the Mirage, and we found one for $23.95, which, I mean, it was still good.
So you're headed out to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of good golfing out in Phoenix.
We're going to for the bowl game, though.
Oh, going for the bowl game. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that'll be fun. Now, will we hear any reports from that?
Probably not. When I get back, do you got time for one quick story?
Go ahead.
Okay. The only time I've ever taken my clubs on for a bowl game was in Phoenix. It was a number of years ago. And New Year's Day, when you go to these events, they have a lot of outings for the media. And, of course, the hotel where we're staying, it's the Camelback Resort, which is the media hotel, which is a really nice resort. And they have, I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all kinds of stuff. And they have, every evening there's a different venue. Well, this particular year, I think they were playing Notre Dame that year. And so I said, all right, I'm going to take my golf clubs. So we had to tee off like at 8 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Day. So, and they just kind of pair you up because they don't know who's going to show up or whatever. So I was with a real estate developer from the Phoenix area who was a big contributor to the Fiesta Bowl. There was a newspaper writer, and then there was a radio guy. So those were the foursomes. So we tee off, and the newspaper writer is a really good golfer. And then the other radio guy and I were kind of similar, and then this real estate guy, just he's an awful golfer. I don't know why he came out and embarrassed himself. But we're playing a couple holes, and this other radio guy, it's like every shot the guy is ready to, you know, move your right thumb down about an inch, move your left foot in a little bit, move your right foot, and it's just, and it was just awful. And then he started doing that to everybody else. And we had played about four holes. And the newspaper guy told the other radio guy, I won't tell you exactly what he said, but basically, we don't appreciate you giving us tips when you're not very good to begin with. And just leave us alone. So he kind of looked at the three up. He picked up his golf clubs. Walked off the course. Never saw him again. And the one guy that wasn't very good said, thank you. He's, and I told the other guy, the writer, I said, you had the nerve to do what we wanted to do but didn't do. But that's a fun event. Is they have all these different venues, and of course, Brian is going, so he can do a lot of those things too. So it's fun.
So who's going to win the bowl game?
I did put a bet down in Vegas.
Oh.
I don't know, but the over-under is 67 points, or 63, I think it is, which means if you bet the over, the teams have to combine to score more than 63 points. If you bet the under, they have to score less than 63. I think it's going to be way over the same. I mean, I'm looking at like a 38-35 kind of game. So I bet the over.
So who's going to be the winner?
I didn't say, did I?
You avoided the question.
If you were going to hold a gun to my head, I would say Clemson wins at 38-35.
Really? What is going to give the edge to them?
I don't have a real good feel on this game. Clemson just, they kind of have a chip on their shoulder because they're the defending champions. They've won 28 in a row, and they're not getting as much respect as LSU and Ohio State because of the schedule they play. Well, they don't have a whole lot of control over their schedule. But they've just been dominant in their games. And Ohio State, Wisconsin, Ohio State didn't show up for that first half. Now, give Wisconsin credit, but I think Wisconsin exposed some weaknesses, and Clemson's got a very good quarterback, and I just think that Clemson's going to score a little more points. I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, that could be a bad day for Ohio State fans.
It could be, but we'll find out.
We'll see what happens. Now, being Christmas Eve here, you spent many radio years in Christmas. Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
You mean working at the radio station?
Yeah.
I got a call Christmas Eve one night about 9 o'clock. I might have even told this story. Man called the radio station. Of course, I was the only one there. And he said he was having trouble getting his son to go to bed. Could you call and be Santa? It's like, yeah, I could do that. So I called like 5 minutes later, and the dad answered. And he said, just a minute. So whatever, Timmy, came on or whatever. He said, hello. And I said, is this Timmy? Yes. He said, Timmy, this is Santa Claus. And I'm outside your front window, but I see that you're still up. And I can't come in until you're asleep. And Timmy said, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, and you're, putting me behind delivering presents to the other boys and girls. And he said, well, I'm sorry. And he hung up, and the dad called back, 5 minutes later and said, thank you. That's all it took. So I kind of, it's the only time I ever pretended I was Santa Claus, but I kind of like doing that.
And the dad did not know you.
No.
He just decided, I'm going to call the radio station.
He got desperate, yeah.
We've got to do what we got to do.
Now, or if he knew me, he didn't identify himself, and I didn't ask who he was.
Now, this year, Charlie and I and everybody here have gotten, well, like today, we had three Christmas cards come in. We had homemade peanut brittle. We had a fruit cake from, do you know anything about the Collins Street Bakery in Texas? Original deluxe fruitcake?
No, but it sounds good.
Somebody brought this in, the Kaufman family.
It sounds better than Claxton.
Oh, my. If anything sounds better than a Claxton. We have had peanut fudge, peanut butter fudge. We've had
cookies.
Oh, white chocolate raisins this year. Everybody has brought in all kinds of great things now.
I'm getting the hit. I should have brought something.
You got to bring to the party. But now, did people used to bring you things when you were on the air?
They brought stuff to the radio station. And, a lot of this, a lot of cookies, fudge. And we used to like doing that.
What happened to the good old days? They're back this year. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, this is mainly for Jeff.
Oh, this is for you, Jeff.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
You know who this is?
I sure do.
All right. remember what you did a few years ago?
I did. Uh-huh.
Tyler still remembers. And he always mentioned it about being laid up when you came out and visited him. So I thought I was making mention since you do a lot of things for different people. So I thought I'd get that on air.
Well, thank you, Wolf, for bringing that up. I enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, well, okay, he still remembers.
Okay, well, hey, great, thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you, Jeff.
Thank you.
You got quick time for another
Go ahead,
story?
Go ahead.
Okay. A couple of young boys, and they were probably 5 and 7, 6, I don't remember, but the one boy had a lot of health issues. And he called, wanted to know if I could come out and just kind of say hi. And I actually went through Jody at the clearinghouse, and I was able to pick up a couple. This was after everybody had gone through. I think this was the Sunday before Christmas, whatever year this was. So Jody was nice enough, and I went out to the clearinghouse, and she gave me a couple of toys for both of the boys. And the one boy was really having some serious health issues. So I just went out, and I spent a couple hours and took the toys out. And I don't know, it was just something little, you know, I could do it, but it meant an awful lot to them. And sometimes you do the little things and you don't realize that maybe what kind of an impact. And that was years ago, and whenever I still see the boys, they say, remember when you came out on, you know, before Christmas? And I do.
What does this time of year mean to you? We talked about this with Charlie and Mary Ellen and everybody who was at the Christmas party the other night. What is it about these few days every year?
This family. That's first and foremost. It's just spending time. I went over Sunday afternoon. My sister had two kids, and Sarah has three little ones. They're like 2, 5, and 6. I went to a Christmas pageant or Christmas, a little country church in Butler, and it was nice. It was really a nice production. It was a lot of singing and a lot of music, and they probably had 15 little ones that did a number, and was there with my sister and brother-in-law and my mother, and it was just things like that really, you know, really hit home.
Now, do you miss not being on the radio today?
No. No.
Not at all.
No. Or yesterday.
Somebody told us the name of that guy finally who took over, and I've forgotten it already. I can't remember his name. It doesn't stick with me. Isn't that awful? Jeez. I don't.
It doesn't stick with me either.
No, and somebody told me just recently who it was. Well, he's on, I guess, right now.
Well, Glenn Beck's on now.
Glenn Beck comes on at 9?
He's on 9 to noon.
Oh, yeah. No. Glenn Beck's on. Well, we are going to come back and let people know what's in this Secret Santa box, but this is one of my favorite Winter Wonderland. Boy, where am I? It's the most wonderful time of the year. Do you like this one?
Yeah, I do.
Andy Williams, here you go on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
And we're back here, WWGH Radio, Christmas Eve morning, 2019, 43 minutes past the hour. Sean Kraft, Jeff Ruth, Scott Spears along with you here. Now, you say, Jeff, yours is a Vince Valiant song?
There's a guy, I'm pretty sure his name is Vince Valiant.
Vince Valiant Christmas song. Does anybody know what that is? Let's see, I'm looking here at Vince Valiant and the Valiants. Was he part of a singing group?
Yeah, it's an old song.
Let's see, what would it have to do with? That looks old. But it's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Vince? No, that's Vince. Vince Vance and the Valiants?
Man.
Is this something you played on Christmas morning?
Yeah. Well, not Christmas morning necessarily, because we always did get Christmas Day off.
The one day a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Vince Valiant Christmas song. Does anybody know what this is? That's different. I've never even heard of Vince Valiant. Who was that?
I don't know. He was a one-hit wonder.
All I Want for Christmas Is You, Vince Vance and the Valiants.
Can you play 10 seconds of that, and I'll let you know if that's
the
song.
Yeah, let me know if that's it. Let's see here. Vince Valiant, Christmas Just Ain't Christmas Without You.
No, that's not it.
Let's see here. It was a man singing, right?
It was a man, yeah.
It was a man. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And we have no... Well, if anybody knows who this was, Vince Valiant, famous Christmas song, give us a call, 740-383-9944.
It might have been like Vince Vance and the Valiants or something.
Vince Vance and the Valiants. But this was... Do you remember what the tenor of the song
no,
was?
No, not really. That's
why does this one come to mind?
I remember playing it, and I like that song.
And earlier on in the season, we played the one... What was it, Porky Pig?
Oh, the Blue Christmas.
The
yeah.
Porky Pig Blue Christmas. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Johnny Mathis, he did Noel. I really like that song, Johnny Mathis.
You know, I think Noel is... cell phones are on. Are you looking for Vince Valiant?
Yeah, I was.
Vince
yeah.
Valiant. I've never heard of a Vince Valiant song.
Okay.
But I always think that, I mean, Silent Night's a great song, and I'm glad they do Silent Night, but I always like Noel.
And Oh Holy Night is another one that I really like.
Joy to the World,
mm-hmm.
which I thought's a great one. There'll be a lot of Christmas services going on tonight, candlelight services. St. Mary's will do midnight mass.
In fact, I'll put a plug in. Epworth Church, they always do a Christmas dinner. In fact, I'm headed over there here shortly. It's at 5 o'clock. There's a service at 7 and 1 at 11, but it's a free Christmas dinner. And then they have Santa will be there and... they'll give away blankets and different things for the adults, but they normally serve about 400 people. So
wow.
If you're looking for something to do this evening, I mean ham and turkey, it's all the fixings, and that's at 5 o'clock at Epworth Church.
Well, going to midnight mass for many years at 11 o'clock, you show up for this, and everybody is in their Christmas best, and it's mm-hmm. a unique day.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve is a very unique day. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
It's All I Want for Christmas Is You by Vince Vance and the Valiants.
Vince Vance and the Valiants.
Vince Vance and the Valiants, and it's called All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, it says I want for Christmas Is You.
All right, well, we will give that a shot.
It was released in 1989.
Okay. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I was thinking the 80s sometime.
All right, well, we will take a listen. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Well, let's see if this is it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen. Vince Vance and the Valiants. Is that right?
Sounds like there's two songs playing at the same time.
There might be.
If I wrote a letter to Santa Claus, I would ask for just one thing. I don't need sleigh rides in the snow. Don't want a Christmas that's blue. Take back the tinsel, stockings and bows, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you. I don't need expensive things.
So where was Vince Vance on that one?
Maybe Vince is a falsetto or something. Yeah.
I thought it wasn't a woman singing that song.
Well, I always thought it was that was Vince, but it certainly...
You thought that was Vince?
Well, I mean, it's not like Denise and the Valiants. It's Vince, but Vince certainly had a high voice, didn't he?
I certainly did. If that was Vince, I think somebody had decked his halls a few times. He was ready to go. Now, we better get to the Secret Santa. What guesses do we have on the Secret Santa gift?
We have a hippo, apple butter.
Apple butter.
Socks.
Fruitcake.
Pecan pie.
No-bake cookies.
And a gift certificate.
And a gift card. Which I don't like. Now, did you see this, Jeff?
Yeah.
How would you describe this?
It looks like a small shoebox.
A small shoebox with Merry Christmas written on it. Okay, here is the Christmas Secret Santa gift. Oh, maybe this is one more guess before we open it up. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that was a song that you just played that I hadn't heard for years, and I thought that was one of the better songs at that time.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't. I would say so. Now, the Secret Santa gift. Now, look at this. Do you see this?
It's a coffee mug.
Oh, with Donald Trump on it?
Here's what it says. I love waking up and remembering that Donald Trump is president. And then on the back, it says MAGA. So there you go. That's a nice Christmas gift, isn't it?
Yeah.
One for our president.
Okay.
So there you go. It's a very nice cup.
It is.
It's a very well-made black cup. Now, MAGA, what is that?
Make America Great Again.
Oh, Make America Great Again. That's what that means.
Yeah.
I always wondered. People have these MAGA shirts on. Go ahead, caller.
Can you play Hudson and Landry's Harlow and Redfeather?
Hudson and Landry's Harlow and Redfeather.
Well, yeah, it's Frontier Christmas.
Frontier Christmas.
That's one I haven't thought of in years.
Well, you have to be a certain age, Jeff, and we're there.
You're right.
Well, let me see if I can find it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hudson and Landry did this particular song, but they did several. In fact, I think I even have a Hudson, and I don't know if I still have it, but I even bought a Hudson and Landry LP. But a very, very funny couple of guys, and they did, it's kind of a long song. I don't know how much time you have, but you can get into it if you can find it.
We'll give a little piece.
Okay.
Give them a little taste of this song. Here we go. Hudson and Landry.
Mercy, mercy, that man. Harlow! Harlow!
I hear you, woman.
Well, come in, honey, land's sake. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I'm on in, Harlow. It's Christmas Eve. Santa Claus will chop the wood.
Harlow, you're so bad.
Ah, fix me some grub.
Lick your lips and lay one on me. It's Christmas Eve. Carlo, you made my socks drop. Feliz Navidad, honey.
Shut up, Silver, you idiot mule.
Feliz Navidad, Silver.
Feliz what?
Feliz Navidad, Harlow. That's Mexican for Happy Christmas.
What do them poor Mexicans know about any Happy Christmas?
It was on a night like this that the wise men followed the star.
I'll rustle me out some grub, woman.
They brought gifts for the Christ child.
Well, I wish them camel riders would drop in here now with some beef jerky and some moonshine.
Remember our first Christmas, Harlow?
Yeah, I remember.
You brought me that beautiful music box.
Your word to get us. We had to sell it on the way out of here to buy food and supplies.
I wonder where that music box is now.
Oh, probably some other moony woman is gooning over it. How would I know?
I've got some hot buttered rum for you, honey.
There you're talking.
You haven't mentioned the tree, Harlow.
I've seen it.
I decorated it real pretty for you with...
Now, what's the derivation of that song, Jeff? Is that a song? What is that?
At the end, the woman gets the ring back.
Well, she gets the ring back.
Yeah. The joy in Christmas is giving.
Well, that is true. It's better to give than to receive. That's for sure.
But yeah, would camel jockeys, would that be politically correct?
I don't know today. When was this song recorded? I think this was maybe a little ways back.
Oh, this would have been 80s, maybe even the 70s.
Really? That far back?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I was thinking the other day, most of our popular Christmas songs were recorded in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they do prior to that? What were they singing?
I've never thought about that.
All the commercial ones like Rudolph and the Christmas Song and Santa Baby and all those were in the 50s.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did back in the 30s.
I don't know.
I don't know what they played.
They had to have. Maybe it was more of the hymns.
I think it probably had to be, because there would have been no Jingle Bells, no Jingle Bell Rock, no Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. You know, all these Christmas songs that we hear today have pretty much been done in the last 60 or 70 years.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's kind of interesting, because I always... Before that, Christmas must have been really more spiritual-based.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Which is nice. Because Silent Night and the First Noel, I think those songs date back long before that.
Yeah. Nat King Cole was anything Nat King Cole does or did. I love Nat King Cole.
And number one every year is Bing Crosby, always, White Christmas. So that's always a good thing. Any traditions you have for Christmas every year?
Used to always go to Christmas Eve services with my parents, and we'll be going over... Brian has to work tonight, so he won't get home until about 2 this morning. So we'll go over to Mansfield tomorrow and then go to my sister's and have dinner with them.
Christmas is just a great time. Now, Sean, what's the best Christmas you remember?
Like how old?
Yeah, what is a Christmas memory that strikes you?
I can't think of anything right now.
We would use it all, because my grandparents lived in Youngstown, and we would always go to Youngstown for Christmas. And my mother's sister, they lived in Philadelphia, so they would come. So we always kind of met. And I remember my grandparents had, and now they're starting to come back, but had that stupid artificial tree with the color wheel, the yellow and the gold and the blue. It was the cheapest looking tree. But I always remember the Christmas, that fake ugly Christmas tree, but they put it up for years.
Remember the first fake Christmas trees looked like television antennas? That's what they reminded me of. They were silver, and they were kind of bare.
Yeah.
Now, fake trees have come a long way.
Oh, they sure have. Yeah.
It's a whole new world out there now, which is a nice thing because I think real trees have kind of went by the wayside.
Yeah. We always like to get a real tree up until 15 years ago. Now there was just Brian and I. We don't decorate like we used to.
So how much decoration do you put up?
Not much.
Not much.
We'll leave it at that.
You put a Santa Claus up on the door, a wreath, something.
No, there's nothing on the door.
Nothing on the door.
But I do have a little tree.
A little tree.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Well, and I think this time of year is about decorations, but people have not decorated a whole lot this year. If you drive around town, there's not a lot of lights out. I mean, some people go out, and they still go out, but not a lot of lights. That famous house, if people don't know about it, with all the Disney characters, that's out. What's the street? We were out there the other night.
Cannot think of the name of the street. There's no street sign.
All right, there is no street sign on that street. Somebody's copped the street sign.
but it's in Yorkshire.
It's, yeah, out in that area. Boy, I can't think of what it's off of.
If
you go out past 529, it's like, out past that in that area.
Yeah,
you'll find it. It's out there. Just drive around in circles till you find it. But it's got all the Disney characters lit up. Have you ever been there, Jeff?
I have not.
Well, that's a famous Marian tradition.
Like if you go the back way of James Way. You know, heading towards where Yorkshire
is. Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you go straight. After you get out of Jean's Way, go straight, go all the way around that curve, you'll see it. It's right on the curve.
Does anybody know where the Disney characters are? Somebody might know this street.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because it's out there. I don't think it's actually... Is it in the Yorkshire part?
It's in the Yorkshire part.
I thought it was in the other part.
It's in Yorkshire. That's all Yorkshire right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But wherever the... Does anybody know the street that's on? 740-383-9944. We've got a couple minutes here. And tonight we'll have the big party at my house, and we'll get together and do the thing like we normally do it. Christmas Eve was always more fun to me than Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve meant more. I mean, we enjoyed Christmas Day, but it was just something, you know, getting everybody together on Christmas Eve and going to church. And we usually would have a nice Christmas Eve dinner. Kind of that 6 to midnight Christmas Eve, probably I enjoyed as much, if not more, than Christmas Day.
I think so. I think Christmas Day is a little depressing after the morning's over because it's all done, it's all gone, and things start to kind of settle down.
Yeah, there's no football games on.
No football games. It's all over. What do you do? Is it poinsettia or poinsettia?
Oh, jeez.
Charlie and I about came to blows the other day on this one.
I've heard both.
Yeah. Or ponset.
No, not ponset.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, it's around Brook Park.
I thought it was Brook Park. That's right.
And there's another one out in there, and I went by it, and it's more elaborate than that one. He really went out. It's around that area, too, around by Greenlee, I think. You'd have to see it. He's got the most stuff out, just everywhere.
Now, where is it?
It's around Brook Park before you get there, and it's a couple of the neighbors, they were competing, and stuff, but it's not Shetfield. It's around Greenlee, out that same area. But he has really got the stuff out.
I think it was Brook Park. I think it's the street's
Brook Park
off.
Is where
he's
was
the one
that
has
night.
The wooden.
Right.
He has it's the wooden characters, but this other guy, he has stuff on the roof and just everywhere, and he's more elaborate than this other one.
Oh, okay. So out in that area, out by Brook Park.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's around Greenlee. It's around one of those roads there.
Okay, I know
probably
that.
If you go at night, you can see all the lights. It's in that same area.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas. It's an interesting house to see, and I think most people know where it is, but I don't know how many Disney characters he's got out there. It's got to be 15 or 20. It's a great thing.
I might do that tonight.
You'll have to do that. Check that out. So we wish, we hope everybody has just a Merry Christmas. We hope everybody enjoys the holiday. And we will be back on Thursday. We will not be here tomorrow. But from all of us here at WWGH Radio, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Stay tuned for much more programming. Don't go anywhere.
The engineer did them on a 5-minute time off because I have no delicacy. I have no eye. I'm a mess, so I usually ask myself, she's fantastic. I just look like I was in a